This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The House Appropriations Committee is set to mark up a funding bill that could include good news for farmers and ranchers. The American Farm Bureau's John Walt Boatwright says the bill, which dictates funding for the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services, includes a freeze on the adverse effect wage rate and fixes recently announced DOL rules.
The provisions in this bill really seek to provide some stability in an area that we haven't really had a lot of stability over the past couple of decades as it relates to our labor shortages and our labor costs in farm country. This bill includes some provisions that would provide some of that short-term relief for farmers, that stability for farm workers.
The Farm Bureau sent a letter to the chairman and ranking member of the committee offering support for the bill and gratitude for the hard work of the committee.
They have included some positive labor provisions that would provide some short-term relief and certainty for farmers and ranchers. So we, in that letter, recognized the work that the appropriators have done and urged the adoption of those provisions.
In addition to freezing the adverse effect wage rate, the bill would also make labor rules more consistent.
This bill also addresses some of the flurry of rulemaking that has taken place just in the past couple of years.
Again, that's John Walt Boatwright of the American Farm Bureau.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.